Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. Percy thought about the weird dream that he had just seen. He was taking a test in a straitjacket. He could not even pick up his pencil. When he looked around, he saw a girl about his age. He recognizes her as Thalia Grace, the daughter of Zeus. She tells him that one of them have to get out of here. So Percy jumps out of a straitjacket and dives into a cold pit. And that was where the cold voice lived. The cold voice was telling something about the exchange going well and was having a conversation with a very familiar voice, but Percy could not decide who. They were talking about stealing the master bolt. And when the cold voiced person sensed Percy's presence, the cold voice showed Percy his quest. He was in a black room with bronze walls, and in front of him was his mother. Percy could not breathe. Percy shakes the memory off. Then, when they got out of the truck, they started to walk aimlessly on the streets of Las Vegas. Then, they reach a dead end. But there was a huge hotel in front of them, the Lotus Casino. And the doorman invited them in. Inside was paradise. They could see all kinds of games, food, rides, and many more. Then a bellhop comes and gives them some credit cards. Then he says that the bill is taken care of. No extra payments, no extra tips. And the credit cards were unlimited. At first, they were curious, but when they looked around, they seemed to relax. So they went to their own rooms, took a nice shower, changed into fresh clothes. They eat and watch TV and relax a lot. Then they go to the playroom. Annabeth gets engrossed in an architecture game. Grover was playing Kill the Hunter and Percy was playing all the types of sharpshooter games. He wanted to talk to his friends, but then he figures that they would no longer listen to him since they had all this wonderful place around them. Then he sees a dude playing beside him and he asks his name. He replies Darren after a long time. It seemed as he forgot his own name. He looked like Elvis and that was weird. Percy got suspicious. He asked Darren what year this was and he replied that it was 1977. Percy then asks many people what year it was. It seemed like they were all from different years, and the atmosphere seemed to get weird all of a sudden. Then with a lot of effort, he take Annabeth and Grover out of Lotus Casino. Then he went to the nearest newspaper stand and checked the date. It was the same year, thank God, but the date, it was June 20th. They have been in Lotus Casino for 5 days. That's all for today. Let's continue this in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.